Looking across the Acushnet River towards the Acushnet Heights section of New Bedford, the railroad passes the Wamsutta Mills cotton cloth factory, and a farmer's windmill dominates the heights. In the foreground is Miss Charlotte Pope's house. The smoking stack of the New Bedford Steam Mill Company rises in the middle distance. Samuel Rodman, Jr. built this factory to manufacture cotton cloth in 1846. The stack of the Acushnet Iron Foundry on Fish Island also rises prominently, while whaling merchant John Avery Parker's red brick counting house sits at the foot of the bridge. This view highlights the city center, including the churches identified by their steeples left to right: the First Baptist Church, the North Congregational Church, the North Christian Church, and possibly the Second Christian Church. The U.S. Custom House, with its gray granite pillars, sits in the center of the business district. Coastal and small craft ply the waters. Whale ships tie up at several wharves, offloading cargo, outfitting for another voyage, or hove down at wharfside, undergoing repairs. A full-rigged ship at anchor, the William Hamilton, is shown taking her crew on board, preparing to sail on a whaling voyage to the Indian Ocean. The south end of the city is largely residential, and the austere granite Greek Revival facade of the Joseph Grinnell Mansion is shown in its place on the hilltop. The Grinnell Mansion still stands today. The residences, mostly new wood frame houses, continue south of the growing city, pushing closer to the industrial and rural sections further down on the peninsula. The panorama artists included a view of the handsome structure on Palmer's Island. By the 1860s, this structure was a hotel, and while it may have well been one in the 1840s, its uses remain undocumented. The industrial and rural south section of the city includes the large and prosperous Leonard Sperm Oil Refinery and Candle Manufacturing Factory, identified by the smokestack just behind Palmer's Island. Several facilities for the making of salt from seawater utilizing windmills as water pumps, and some farms. Clark's Point Lighthouse, built in 1818, is at the extreme end of the peninsula, marking the entrance to the harbor. A full-rigged brig sails down the harbor past the Janus II. Prominently in the foreground, the steamship Massachusetts, regularly employed as a ferry to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket since 1842, sometimes served as a towboat for ships bound to New Bedford Harbor. Here she is shown in this capacity, towing the ship Niger out of New Bedford into the harbor. Passing out into Buzzards Bay, Dumpling Rocks Lighthouse, built in 1828, marks the point off Round Hill in South Dartmouth. A pilot schooner accompanies the whale ship India as it approaches the entrance to Buzzards Bay. In 1847, a British entrepreneur bought a Chinese junk and sailed her from the South China Sea to London. The Chinese junk Keying passed Buzzards Bay under tow as it traveled from New York to Boston en route to London, where it was to be exhibited.